it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Fair enough statement. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have bunches of affiliates all around the country, but in today's day, it's all about radio on the go, all about the various different ways, the platforms, the devices you can find, not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll start with our award-winning website, CAV. An award, of course, but when you do go to it, there is a listen live button. You click on it. It's not all that complicated. You get me live. You get others live. It's a beautiful thing as you try to get your day started and listening to your favorite programs. But with that being said, all the other things on the website come into view as well. And what I'm talking about there is all the interviews that we've done over the years, literally thousands of them over the years, whether it's ourselves, whether it's the Jefe, whether it's Tittle, you name the personality, there's something up there. It can involve sports, literature, music, entertainment, movies. Doesn't really matter what it is. You'll find it on our website. You can go into the archive, dig deep, click on it, bam, there it is, and you get the absolute interview that you want to listen to. You know about the devices. You know about the platforms. It's Stitcher. It's iHeart. It's TuneIn. All of those places that you can find this terrific show. Most important to us, it's really about the American Forces Radio Network. And look, a lot of you guys don't get that. You're not involved in the armed forces. But for the kids who are, and for those guys and girls that are serving this country, whether it's domestically, whether it's overseas, they don't get that taste of home every single day. What they get is protecting this country. What they get is protecting our rights and my right to talk like this to you. So pay attention to it, treasure it, and appreciate those kids. We'll be back to set the table right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Sherwin-Williams Tip of the Week. Give your home a new look with a fresh coat of paint in the latest color. Get started by removing all drapes, cover plates, and pictures. Next, Move the furniture to the center of the room and cover with plastic drop cloths. Fill gaps and sand smooth. Remove dust from walls and tape off woodwork. Now you're ready to paint. Do the ceiling first. Now a word from Sherwin-Williams.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So as I'm prepping for the show today, it's supposed to be about the NBA and the series that are going back and forth and Cleveland looking like they righted the ship and all the things that, we love to discuss here on the show. But instead, I end up talking about a coward, a sociopath, a psychopath named Aaron Hernandez, who committed suicide in prison at age 27 and the great tragedy that this is supposed to be. The only thing tragic about this, and I'll say it bluntly and I'll say it starting right off, is the families who were affected by his behavior, his cowardice as a human being, which has evidently been prevalent throughout his entire life, the fact that he's a sociopath, the fact that he's a psychopath. I have no sympathy for Aaron Hernandez. I have sympathy for the family of Odin Lloyd. I have sympathy for his daughter. I have sympathy for his fiance, who have all been affected by his cowardice and by his behavior. But I have no sympathy for Aaron Hernandez. And as I'm getting ready to go on today, I'm watching and listening to the various different reactions around the entertainment world of sports, and I'll leave it at that, among other places. And nobody will call this for what it is, a killer who was in prison for killing another human being who killed himself, who was recently acquitted of killing two other human beings or in being involved in it. And that's it. He's no hero. There's no tragedy involving Aaron Hernandez's life other than the fact that Aaron Hernandez did it to himself. The tragedy surrounds the people that unfortunately came in contact with Aaron Hernandez. That's where the tragedy lies. God will pass his own judgment on Aaron Hernandez. But I was astounded, and I guess I shouldn't be at this point, at the lack of any level of calling this exactly what it is. A guy from the time he went into college and probably before that was involved in a lot of bad things with a lot of bad people who made personal choices and decisions that ended up ultimately costing his life, ironically enough, at his own hands. And for those of you who are just waking up and you don't know the story, Hernandez was found hanged in his cell at 3 o'clock in the morning. They tried to revive him and they pronounced him dead an hour later. Boom. He used a bed sheet. He jammed stuff into the door so people couldn't get in. So if they were looking in on him, they were going to have a hard time doing it. You saw the results from the trial last week, or maybe you didn't, where he was acquitted this past Friday in the 2012 murders of Daniel D'Abreu and Safira Furtado up in Boston. But he was still going to serve a life sentence. The appeal process was ongoing. But, you know, this guy, you know, again, call it what it is. The tragedy surrounds the people who unfortunately came into contact with him. That's where the tragedy is. And it includes the Patriots and the Patriot organization who put trust and finances into the development of Aaron Hernandez as a player. There's a little bit of tragedy there, not the level of tragedy that involved the families of the dead. You know, even this past week, he was found guilty of possession of a firearm. So they gave him another 4 to 5 years on top of a life sentence with no parole. You know, this is a guy who was also accused of first-degree murder, witness intimidation, and shooting a witness, Alexander Bradley, in the face in an attempt to silence him. So, you know, look, it's your heart can bleed all you want, and I'll leave it at that and not throw politics into this. It's a bad guy. It's a bad guy. All the way around. Unfortunately. And you know, this is where it drives me a little bit insane. Because you always are on the assumption that, well, you know, it's always a tragedy. It's a hard scrabble upbringing. It's a this, it's a that. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, there is a background and a background. You know, he had a tough time as far as tragedy affecting his parents. You know, and I'm already seeing it in the Wikipedia. You know, his dad died. He had complications from hernia surgery back in 2006. Aaron was 16 years old. That's damn tough. And I'm not going to diminish that. Now, according to Aaron's mother, his father's death greatly affected the younger Hernandez, leading him to rebel against authority figures. Well, for a guy who chose a profession, or the profession chose him, because of his physical ability. Wait, you know, are you telling me had he not played football and he played baseball, it would have turned out different? I feel for the mother. She lost her husband. Now she's lost her son. You know, at 16 years old, we all rebel against authority figures. It's what we do. It's 16. And whether your father passed away or you come from a broken home or he's a drunk or he's an idiot or whatever the circumstances are, everybody gets affected. But not everybody turns down the path of murder and drugs and gangs. That's a personal choice. So when I see stuff like that, I know plenty of people who lost their parents in one form or another. One, both. And it affected them in various different ways. A lot of it not good. But they didn't necessarily become murderers. Again, that's a choice. So here I am listening to all these people this morning talking about the tragedy of Aaron Hernandez. These were choices that were made. And while I have sympathy in some areas, it is not a tragedy in the aspect of Aaron Hernandez decided to take his own life. The tragedy is surrounding the people who were involved in his life. His mom, his victims, his teammates, his coaches. Because they were all touched by this sociopath who decided to kill someone. Let's keep that real straight. Chime in, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to pick it up right there. I got more to say on this right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
You're back with the Attack. We're discussing the death of the punk coward Aaron Hernandez, and that's exactly what he was. He lived his life trying to intimidate other people. And I'm sorry that his background was rough. There were a lot of people whose backgrounds were rough and they didn't make the choices that Aaron Hernandez made. His responsibility, his decisions. And I'm not going to feel sorry for somebody who took lives, was involved in the taking of other lives. and ends up ultimately taking his own life. And somehow try to dance around it and paint this palette of, oh, what a tragedy and a waste of human life. We all make decisions. We're all forced into situations where it comes down to right or wrong. He chose the wrong path. Nobody else. Him. And he ends up paying the ultimate price. Unfortunately, there were others that paid the ultimate price as well. And for those of you who aren't familiar, and people are familiar with Aaron Hernandez's story when it came to the death of Odin Lloyd and the other involvement that was going on with him and the people that he decided to hang out with and the decisions that he made. You know, take it back a little ways. Like I said, nobody should have to go through what he went through, losing his dad. But he's not the first person on the planet that it ever happened to. And the blanket statement out of his family saying, well, you know, after the loss of his dad, he rebelled against authority. Well, my dad was alive, and I rebelled against authority, too. But I didn't go around shooting people. You know, there's a political correctness in the sports world now that has spilled over from real life. And sports is not supposed to be real life, but it is. I'm not naive. But I don't talk about the bad stuff. They just kind of gloss over it with a brush and say there were a couple of things that happened in college that caused his draft stock to drop, where he dropped to the fourth round. Well, it was more than a couple of things. You know, when he interviewed with the Patriots and he interviewed with various different teams around the league, there were multiple failing of drug tests. That Urban Meyer, by the way, at the University of Florida, let skate. He went to the University of Florida because his brother, excuse me, I got that reversed. His brother was playing at University of Connecticut, and he was going to go there. And he got recruited by Urban Meyer and decided to go down to Florida. He played in a national championship game. He won the John Mackey Award. You know, he was first team All-American. But he ends up getting drafted in the fourth round. Well, you know, multiple sources ended up reporting that he had failed a lot of drug tests in college, mostly for weed. They released a statement that he failed a drug test in college, but he was upfront about it with the Patriots and the rest of the teams at the NFL Scouting Combine. And so the Patriots ended up drafting him. You know, he had an impact pretty much immediately. His second game against the Jets, he caught six for .101. And he and Gronkowski were literally changing the face of the National Football League. But, you know, even though they were doing that, people were unaware of what had happened with him previously. And again, in the circus that can be the National Football League sometimes, the character things get ignored and performance is all that matters. And you know, look, I get that. Many times that's in any profession. I'm not going to just put that on sports and specifically the National Football League. If you're a lawyer and you got a coke habit, usually people are aware of it, but it gets blown off because of the fact you're doing your job. You know, teachers, You like to cocktail up a little bit? People are aware of it. Just don't get the dewey. But with Hernandez, you know, he starts dating his girlfriend. They have a daughter, which is, you know, that's the way of the world these days. You're going to be married, have a kid. But with the money, with the fame, with the adulation, comes the can you handle it? As it is with every single player that goes into that league. What are they going to do? And we've talked about it many times. When you have the check with the multiple zeros in front of you, what you're going to do. And from all accounts, he didn't do the right thing. Yeah, he bought the big house and he bought the fancy car and he bought the jewels and everything else. And by all accounts, he made sure his kid had food on the table and a roof over the head. And that's all well and good. But he was still hanging out with the same crowds. He was still putting himself in situations that he shouldn't have been putting himself in. And there's a track record of this. You know, it's not like this just happened. And again, I'm talking about the failed drug tests in Florida, which, you know, that was supposedly the reason. But there was more. And the league was damn well aware of it. He had been in a bar fight in Gainesville. He decided at 17 years of age, because this was, you know, either recruiting or freshman year. They served him. He refused to pay the bill. And they walked him out rather than call the cops, which is what they should have done. Hernandez punches the employee in the side of the head. But rather than have the bad publicity, because college football is king. Yeah, you think about that. Had the cops been called, chances are pretty good that Aaron Hernandez would have never played a single down of football at the University of Florida. And who knows what direction his life would have taken from there. Would he have straightened up? Would he have gotten help? Would have become just some other miscreant that nobody had ever heard of. But instead, the restaurant decided to not prosecute. And there was a deferred prosecution agreement. In other words, if he got into some level of trouble again, they could revisit it and go after him. So he walks there. So what a lovely message you're sending to a 17-year-old. Hey, you have no notoriety. We want you to play football at University of Florida. Yeah, you can do what you want. You'll skate. Excellent. Wise decision. Good choice. So later on in 2007, now, you know, just to go to show you that the message wasn't received. And that was in April of 2007. In September of 2007, two shots got fired into a car that was sitting at a Gainesville stoplight after, again, these three guys left a nightclub. Randall Carson, Justin Glass, and Corey Smith. Now, Carson identified the shooter as a Hawaiian or Hispanic male with a large build, weighing upwards of 230 pounds with a lot of tattoos. Glass got shot in the arm. Smith got shot in the back of the head. Still has seizures. Hernandez became a suspect. He invoked his right to counsel, refused to talk to the cops, and no charges were filed. Now, fast forward to the murder of Odin Lloyd. Massachusetts cops reached out and wanted to know what was going on. So everybody was aware of this. Law enforcement was aware of it. The Patriots were aware of it. And yet they made the decision to draft this guy and put him on their roster. So we're talking a combination of failed drug tests, assault and battery, and being a suspect, in a shooting, although never indicted. That's a hell of a good track record to start your entrance into the National Football League. We'll continue on the other side.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Yeah, you're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to chime in, please call. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71. And, look, I know some of this sounds harsh, but this is truly how I feel. You know, we live in a world where very few people take responsibility for anything that they do. When I hear stuff about the great tragedy of Aaron Hernandez, it turns my stomach for the reasons that I've been talking about since we went on the air. Talk to those families. That's where the tragedy is. And, It again, and the reason why I'm giving you the track record here is just so people get an understanding of what could have been and what should have been. And I put, you know, here we are as we're coming up on a National Football League draft, and we're talking about Joe Mixon. And everybody is ready to deny this kid a career because he got into a fight that he should have never raised his hands on, although he was assaulted first by the woman involved. And once he was hit, he did the absolute wrong thing and hit back. Yet, people are prepared for him to not have a career in the National Football League because of this incident, because it was seen on video. Flip it back to not too many years ago, 10 to be precise. And a freshman in college commits assault on a restaurant employee at 17 years of age when he was drinking illegally in a bar. Fails multiple drug tests, is a suspect in a shooting later that same year. And he goes into the National Football League and reaches heroic status up in New England because an organization decided to turn a blind eye to what was there. Now, weigh that out. Am I justifying anything that Joe Mixon did? Hell no. But it seems, and I could be wrong, but it seems as if that's the only incident he's had is in his entire life that I'm aware of. And people are prepared to not let him pursue a career, yet this sociopath was allowed onto a National Football League roster, was glorified until he was convicted of killing someone. Seems a little strange to me. Now, you know, you take it to 2012. And the double shooting that he was acquitted of. You know, I mean, the justice system is what it is. He did know the guys, but, you know, they found him not guilty. They acquitted him. Where he wasn't acquitted was the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd. There's the tragedy. Odin Lloyd being shot, Odin Lloyd's family being deprived. And look how quickly the Patriots knee-jerked in that case. You know, on the 20th of June in 2013, the Patriots had barred Hernandez from Gillette Stadium. They asked him to leave. They're fortunate he didn't pull out a gun then. On June 26th in 2013, he goes into police custody and the Patriots release him 90 minutes later, before the charges were even filed. Now, Hernandez, you know, and get this, right? Hernandez supposedly, you know, and again, he was convicted of. Odin Lloyd was quote-unquote his friend. So as the details go, he shot Odin Lloyd in the back and the chest, and they dumped him in an industrial park. about a mile from Hernandez's house. They found out Hernandez destroyed the security system at the house. They had people come in and scrub the entire house, literally, top to bottom. And eventually, Hernandez was found guilty of first-degree murder. You know, there was no doubt. I mean, this is why the Patriots cut ties with him so quickly. They also, in doing so, voided his $20 million, $19 million, whatever it was that he was doing salary. And they cut bait at that point in time. You know, and it was another incident involving Hernandez. And I was in 2013. Now, that was the Alexander Bradley shooting that they had gotten into a fight while they were in a Miami strip club hanging out. He was a friend of Hernandez's, not necessarily a good thing to be. And they're on I-95 down in Palm Beach, and Hernandez shot him in the car. According to Bradley. And the police went to Bradley, and he was smart enough not to press charges because he probably would have been killed. So they didn't arrest Hernandez. But then later on, once Bradley was in, I mean, once Hernandez was in prison, Bradley sued him. And the lawsuit ends up getting dismissed because of the incorrect paperwork that was filed. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And the other aspect of it, too, which, you know, you got to get rid of the people that were around and paying attention. You know, this involves the witness intimidation aspect of what happened here. Evidently, Bradley witnessed Odin Lloyd's murder. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm wrong on that. The double Boston homicide that Hernandez ended up getting acquitted of. So, you know, it you know, we talk about tragedies. We talk about things that happen. You know, the Ray Carruth story, if you want to go back. But this is something that all the red flags were here. You know, and in this league that their big drum thumping crusade right now is domestic violence and protecting women and all of this stuff. The reality is, if you have talent, and they think you can help them win a championship, they're going to draft you. It's that simple. They're going to draft you. And here it was, probably more red flags than anybody coming into the league in a long, long time. And they ignored all of them. Time after time after time. And then once you put resources into this guy's hands, it only got worse. The only thing that changed about Aaron Hernandez's lifestyle was the house he was living in and the cars he was driving. Everything else was exactly the same. He was violent. He was a sociopath. He was a psychopath. You just put more means in his hands and at his disposal to let him lead the life he wanted to lead. He had no respect for human beings. He had no respect for the life of other human beings. He felt he was entitled to do whatever he wanted. He felt that there were going to be no repercussions. And let's not gloss over that. Like I said, it's 17 years of age. And and dig this, right? You know, his mom talking about the fact that at 16 years of age, when he lost his father, he started rebelling against authority. Well, when he was in Gainesville, going into a bar and having cocktails, he was 17. He was 1 year removed. When the shooting took place, where he shot, well, allegedly shot into a car and was a suspect. He was 17, barely 18. And look at the end result of what happened with that. And the shooting, couldn't put enough evidence together. He gets away with it. You know, and that's fair. Justice system at work. But the incident in the bar, I wonder how that bar owner feels now. I wonder how that company feels now, or if they even think about it. Because had they put a stop to it right then, maybe, just maybe, all the rest of this doesn't happen. How does Urban Meyer feel this morning? I'd love to get him on the air and talk about this. He won't come on. Why did you keep this guy on your football team, knowing what he was doing? Maybe that could have stopped it. I'd love to talk to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, and that ain't going to happen either. Why did you put this guy onto your football team knowing what his background was? Ah, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. No, it ain't. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And ironically enough, the suicide comes in the morning that the Patriots are heading to the White House to be the guest of President Trump. So they're going to go, according to the Patriots spokesman, and we're aware of the reports, but we do not anticipate that we will be commenting today. So there'll be questions when they get in front of the media, and there's going to be questions involving the four or five players that decided not to go for political reasons, and you've got to respect that. I don't agree with it, but you have to respect it. But unfortunately, what should have been a day of celebration for the Patriots is now going to be overshadowed by the death of the coward and psychopath, Aaron Hernandez. And just one last word on that, and I say coward a number of times throughout the last hour, because he is a coward. He's a punk. He's a punk coward. He always tried to do things through anonymity. He never had the back of his so-called friends. He shot them in the back. He never did the right thing by his teams. And ultimately, he took the coward's way out, facing a life in prison for a crime that he did commit. He hung himself in the dark of night. The ultimate coward's decision. That's it for the Attack this hour. When we come back, I promise you, actual sports. It involves a round ball and a hard wooden court. Yeah, it really does. I promise. That's what I thought I was going to be talking about to start out with this morning. Best laid plans of mice and men. We'll be back right after this timeout.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's very strange being under the spotlight.
But there was huge interest in a special congressional election in that voter's district in Georgia yesterday. Though none of the 18 candidates in the field won a 50% chunk of the vote, so it's going to a June 20th runoff. Democrat John Ossoff got closest with 48% of the votes, telling supporters last night,
"We will be ready to fight on and win in June."
But he now has an uphill battle facing a one-on-one race against Republican candidate Karen Handel for the seat that has long been held by Republicans, most recently by Tom Price, now the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Former NFL star Aaron Hernandez, who'd played for the New England Patriots, was found dead from hanging in his cell this morning. He's been serving life in prison for a 2013 murder. He was 27. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just 119, bamboo from 139, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Literally testing the boundaries, and for the first time since President Trump takes office, Russia tests U.S. air defenses in Alaska, sending some aircraft to within 100 miles of Kodiak Island. Here's correspondent Joe Gomez with more on that Monday incident.
The U.S. responded by scrambling fighter jets. The pair of Russian nuclear-capable bombers flew within 100 miles of Kodiak Island and close enough to alert the United States Air Defense Identification Zone.
The manhunt for Steve Stevens ends near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Stevens used a handgun to take his own life.
That's the police chief back in Cleveland, Ohio, where the manhunt began after Stevens shot and killed a random victim on a street on Sunday afternoon and posted that murder to Facebook. On the West Coast, police in Fresno, California say a triple killing yesterday was not terror-related, but was motivated by a hatred of white people, the suspects in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for INeedGold.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, INeedGold.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. INeedGold.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-773-1933. Toll free, 855-PRE-1933. Or go to INeedGold.com.
On the road again, President Trump announces at a tools-making plant in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American.
President Trump speaking after he tours Snap-on Tools in Kenosha, a company that he says makes American-made tools with U.S. workers.
We are sending a powerful signal to the world. We're going to defend our workers, protect our jobs, and finally put America first.
The executive order he signs aims to make it more difficult for tech giants to replace U.S. employees with cheaper immigrant workers and also directs the federal government to buy more American-made goods. After rumblings for weeks, there's now some indication Bill O'Reilly will soon be exiting Fox News. Numerous reports say the Murdoch family, which controls Fox News' parent company, has been holding serious discussions about dumping the Fox News commentator following reports that he and the network paid millions of dollars to settle sexual harassment allegations. And fitness guru and TV personality Richard Simmons in a hospital. His manager says that he's been hospitalized after several days of severe indigestion. Powered by WesternJournalism.com and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey
there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto out on the coast, potting it down. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Do they take us along for the ride each and every day? Affiliates all around the country, they give us all the love we could possibly handle. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the platforms, the devices, all the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And whether you're heading to work, whether you're getting out the door, do a little exercise, go to the gym, take your morning constitutional, whatever the circumstances are, you can find us. And, you know, look, that's it. Ultimately, that's what it's about. Radio has changed. Media has changed. You know, I'm on the page right now. We got the live stream. You click on the listen live. There we are. Right on the front page. Anthony Rizzo. Dick Vitale. You know, Clay Thompson. We get them all. We get the relevant people in the world of sports and in the world of entertainment and in the world of music and in the world of literature. The polls go up there. Who should be the MVP? Who should be drafted number one overall? It's out there for you. It's a fan-friendly site. It's all about the fans. It's all about the listeners. For us, it's all about the American Forces Radio Network. And you know why? Those guys and girls protect us. Protect us in a volatile world. They commit themselves to it. They're devoted to it. We're devoted to them. We'll step out. We'll set the table right after this.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Sherwin-Williams Tip of the Week. Give your home a new look with a fresh coat of paint in the latest color. Get started by removing all drapes, cover plates, and pictures. Next, move the furniture to the center of the room and cover with plastic drop cloths. Fill gaps and sand smooth. Remove dust from walls and tape off woodwork. Now you're ready to paint. Do the ceiling first. Now a word from Sherwin-Williams.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
One of my favorite rejoiners right there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. But, you know, unfortunately, we had a lot of stuff we had to cover in the first round, and it wasn't pleasant. It just wasn't. You know, it's these stories pop up in the world of sports, and you do have to address them. And just not on the surface. You have to get into why certain things happen and where and how and everything else. But we do return to the world of real sport. And we get to talk some basketball. And some teams right in the ship. Panic setting it up in Boston. A lot of theme around Boston today. As we talk NBA. And we talk NBA playoffs. We'll start in Toronto first. 106-100. Toronto rights the ship, evens the series at one apiece. The two stars played up to snuff again in what was a very good basketball game. Fourth quarter, took it away. Raptors eking out. You know, it was just a close, tight game all the way along. The Freak played really well. Chris Middleton played really well. Snell played well. Greg Monroe off the bench played well. Dellavedova did not. Brogdon was okay. He was nothing to write home about. But 24-15 out of Antetokounmpo was not enough. And 23-7 out of DeRozan was. Big difference in this game, obviously, was Kyle Lowry. 22, 4 boards, 5 assists. Ball was moving. And, you know, they're very fortunate. And again, when these moves were made at the deadline, Serge Ibaka gets brought in, and Serge Ibaka does what Serge Ibaka always does. He's never going to be a 20-point scorer. He's a 15-point scorer. He's never going to be a 10-board guy. He's a 7-to-8-board guy. The key thing with Serge Ibaka is that when the ball goes into his hands, he continues to move it around. 6 assists last night. And everybody's going to point at Lowry and say, yeah, he righted his game. And he came back, and Dwayne Casey alluded to that too. But Serge Ibaka, particularly in the second half, he scored 3 in the first, 13 in the second half. Valanciunas actually showed up. He had 10 and 10. And you know something? For a guy that, truthfully, I thought was going to break through and become a dominant player in this league, you know, if you want to point a little bit as a Toronto fan, you point at him a little bit. Here's a guy that looked like he was ready to take the next step. And this season played to the tune of 12 points and 9.5 boards. Not bad, but not great. And, you know, look, he's 24 years old. Nobody's going to give up on the guy yet. But at that size, with that athletic ability that he has, you got to impose some will. He didn't do it consistently during a regular season. You know, it's only a 2-game sample, but he certainly didn't do it in game 1. Game 2, he had a better game. And look, I get it. I understand DeRozan's your main guy. But, you know, if you're the Raptors, you got to get Valanciunas involved. Damari Carroll's going to give you stopper defense. That's what he does. But you have to get Valanciunas involved. And when you look at it realistically, he beat their big men on the boards. But he got outscored 32-10 because they kept going at him. He didn't foul. But if Toronto ends up losing this series, a lot of people are going to point at Lowry and they're going to say the inconsistent play and he doesn't make the shot when it counts and everything else. I would be much more concerned about him not getting the other guys involved. And I put as much of that on Dwayne Casey as I do on Kyle Lowry. You got to get the big guys involved. They're humping it up and down the court at 250, 275 pounds. Get him the ball. Let him get some touches. Lowry did make the key shots yesterday. Goes 6 for 12 from 3. I'm sorry, 6 for 12 overall. 2 of 5 from 3. He was aggressive. As he should be. You know, he's a vet in this league now. Get it done. He makes a nice jumper with 9 seconds left and gives the two score margin to Toronto, and they win the basketball game. But anybody that thinks that Milwaukee's going to go away in this series, no. Nope. They're playing defense. Freak is leading the team. Everybody else is following. Again, just a tough game last night. 84-83 through 3. Toronto busts it open with an 11-0 run. And then from that point on, everybody's playing catch-up. And once again, you know, it's all good. DeMar does what he's supposed to do. Kyle Lowry played more aggressive. In the middle of that 11-0 run, it was Ibaka and P.J. Tucker. 2 3-pointers from Ibaka and another one from Tucker. And that busted it open. Milwaukee got it to 98-97. Ibaka makes another key shot. Mid-range jumper. Freak answers with a three. Ties it up with 2:03 left. And into Bar Rosen took it over. You know, like I said, Dellavedova didn't play particularly well. Malcolm Brogdon, you know, they did. The three-pointer he took was out of necessity. Clock was winding down. Not the guy you want taking it. Chris Middleton misses a shot. And Lowry puts the icing on the cake. You know, again, but you have to have looked at this game to understand how it unfolded. It's all well and good that Kyle Lowry made a clutch shot going down a stretch, and you got what you expected out of DeMar DeRozan, but they don't win the game without that 11-0 run that was keyed by guys who were not their offensive guys. That was the turning point in the game. Not a basket at the end. Milwaukee's not going away. They're going to make this interesting. They've already made it interesting. And that crowd up in Milwaukee is going to be off the hook. Off the hook crazy. Fundamentally, very sound game all the way around. Pretty clean. Fun. Entertaining. Got their money's worth up in the Rogers Center. Truly did. It was a fun game to watch. I was enthralled. Sitting edge of the seat for most of it because it was literally start to finish. Pick it up with the next one here on The Attack.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
And there you go. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. If you want to look at any stat in the Toronto-Milwaukee game that sticks out just a little bit, it's probably the fact that Milwaukee had 10 more attempts in this game than Toronto and only made 36 of them, whereas Toronto made 37 of 77. So that's really where the game was lost. Both teams were pretty good with their free throws, 17 and 19 for the Bucks and 18 of 25. For Toronto. So opportunity was there. It's, if you're going to look at a weakness on this team, they're not great shooters. Like I said, Dellavedova, 3 of 10. He really didn't have a good game. The Freak, he has not evolved on his outside shot yet. It will come. I mean, the guy's so young. And he will work and work and work. But he's also 6'11 and 220 pounds, and he can play anywhere he wants to. And he makes his hay on the inside at this point in his career. He had 4 turnovers, but the ball's in his hands most of the time. I could live with that. But Brogdon was 3 of 11. Maker was 2 of 7. Chris Middleton, not bad, 6 of 14. But Dellavedova, 3 of 10. And the Freak, 9 of 24. 9 of 24 ain't good. A little more efficient on the other side. 9 of 18 for DeRozan. 6 of 12 for Lowry. 6 of 15 for Ibaka. A little more productive out of their bench as far as efficiency. So that was kind of the difference in the game. And now they go back to Milwaukee in what is going to be a raucous atmosphere. And, I'll be real curious. When they suit up on Thursday, if you're sitting there and you're Jason Kidd, you have to say to yourself, man, get this one. Make sure this is the game we get. Because if they do manage to get that third game at home, then you're talking about an environment that it will be crazy, because they will sense an opportunity to win this series, they being the players, they being the fans. And you'll really put Toronto on their heels at this point. And if you're Dwayne Casey, same thing goes. You want them to go back in, and you want them to reestablish home court. Look, obviously you don't want to lose any basketball game. But you are literally going to have to go in there to the walls and come out of there with a victory if you're Toronto. Because if you don't, I truly believe Milwaukee will win the series at that point. Because they will be buying in completely. The fans will be buying in completely. And that doubt that has always been there for Toronto will rear its ugly head to the point where they will end up losing that series. Now, a team that's in deep, deep trouble and is probably going to lose the series is the number one seed Boston Celtics, who have gone up against the number 8 seed Chicago Bulls. And they are in huge trouble, on the understatement of the year. Look, it wasn't a good matchup to start out with. We all know the weaknesses of the Celtic team. Ainge refused to address it during the season. I mean, how much better would this team look with Boogie Cousins or Brooke Lopez or Nurkic, for that matter, had he not gone to Portland and had he gone to Boston? With one of those three playing the middle and Al Horford being where he belongs, which is in the power forward position. And you unfortunately are seeing the decline of one of the stars of the NBA who unfortunately his entire career has played out of position in Al Horford. This guy would have been one of the great power forwards in the history of the league. And instead at age 30, after taking a pounding in the center position for pretty much his entire career, you're now starting to see the breakdown. And as we talked about here on the show, Danny is now going into a land of regret on not pulling the trigger on that move. He's going to get a point guard with the number one overall pick. They already have a great point guard in Isaiah Thomas. I'm sorry. What he needed to do was spin that number one overall pick for a big man who could score and make it happen. And the two most available guys out there were Brooke Lopez and Boogie Cousins. Now, I mean, on my choice, I'm bringing in Boogie. But you know something? I could even understand not wanting to bring in Cousins because the volatile personality and all the other things involved. But the reality is, and the bottom line is that you need a big man in the middle who can fill it up and provide some level of a presence. Horford's not that guy. And you've put him in an unfair position. He's never going to complain. Guy's always been a team player. Always. But if you had that front court lined up with him playing the power forward and one of the really good centers playing in the middle, having overcome Cleveland for the number one position, Celtics would have been the favorite to get to the final. And instead, they're now a favorite to go home, and Chicago has played amazingly well. And look, we talked about it on this show. Sometimes it doesn't seem like they know what they're doing in Chicago. We tear up the front office. You know, they got rid of Thibodeau. They bring in the mayor. The results haven't been good. But they still have a lot of talent on that basketball team. You know, Jimmy Butler's a star. Dwayne Wade is fading, but he's a star. Robin Lopez is a steady presence. And Rajon Rondo is a lunatic. But he turns it on when he wants to. And right now, he wants to. He's playing against his ex-team. And he's destroying them. He almost had a triple-double last night. They had no answer for him on the perimeter. I quite frankly, I was frightened from a basketball perspective on the lack of defense being played by the Boston Celtics. As Walt Clyde Frazier would say, the Matador D was up close and personal because they were Olaying so much out on the perimeter and they had nobody in the middle to stop anybody. The Bulls were driving to the basket with impunity. They got production. You're going to love this one. Out of Paul Zipser. Who? Paul Zipser. You know. Paul Zipser, superstar. 6'8", 210 out of Heidelberg, Germany. A 23-year-old European player. He's a bench guy. Who they have come to rely on because he's been pretty steady off the bench. Well, last night he scores 16 points. Grabs a board, dishes out one. It was all about the shooting with him last night. But I'm watching this guy and I'm thinking, who the hell is he? And why is he playing? Well, the mayor pulled the trigger at the right point. They only went four deep on the bench, and most of that was in garbage time. Except for Zipser. Everybody in double figures for the Bulls. You know, but you look at the Celtics starting lineup. Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley, Al Horford, and Amir Johnson. 20 points out of Thomas, who, you know, below his average, but still did his job pretty well. Crowder with 16, Bradley with 12, Horford with 7, Amir Johnson with 4. Marcus Smart kept him in the game for the brief period that they were in there. 13 points and 8 boards. And Kelly Olynyk with 11 points. The rest of it, it's a bleep show. Bad stuff. Bad stuff. A lot of ISO, a lot of one-on-one. Bulls outscored them in the paint, 32-20. They were quicker to the ball. They were quicker on the fast break. They were up on second chance. And they were out-rebounding them by 22 rebounds in this series. This is no mystery as to how to beat them. Pound them. Get them on the boards. Get the second chances. You're going to win the game. They are offensively limited. Way to hold on to that number one pick, Danny Ainge. Good job. Unbelievable. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.